So the Gemara goes on to say that each one of these three people would have contributed something else for the sustenance of Yerushalayim. So one would have given wood, you know, for cooking and heating. Right, one would have given grain, you know, all types of wheat, barley, grain, it's filling and sustaining. And the third would have given wine and oil. Right? Tasty things. Wine and oil. So the Maharal points out how this is perfectly parallel to the aspect of richness that they represent. There's actually a very long discourse in the Maharal that we're going to break up into a few sessions. So as properly to explain it all. Alright, so the Maharal points out like wood for fire, right, or for cooking, right? So that's something that's theoretically man could do without. A person could go through the pain of eating something raw, right? It's not pleasant, it's possible, right? You know, it's possible to survive in Yerushalayim, that climate. It's possible to survive in the winter without firewood. It's unpleasant, but it's possible. Not everyone knows it lives in Yerushalayim. The climate is fair. It rarely snows. Yeah. So having wood is definitely pleasant, right? Some people may consider it necessary, but it's not necessary. It's possible to survive without it. So to have it is a blessing. Blessing is abundance above and beyond. So, Nachdiman Ben Gurion, who is rich because he represents being blessed by God, it's just a blessing. You know, it's not essential. It's a blessing. God blessed you, and now you have even a more pleasant life. Right? So that's why he represents God. But he's going to give the wood, right? Because wood is a blessing. Right, on a deep level, we know wood is abundant. Trees grow very high, wide, and mighty, that, you know, one tree could provide a lot of firewood for cooking, you know. So, you know, trees, you know, represent themselves, abundance, right? So this is, you know, the abundance of blessing. So that's why, so Nachdiman Ben Gurion, he gives the wood. You know, so, you know, having the wood to cook the food, to make it tastier, and to make the climate in your house more pleasant. Right, so that's a blessing. It's not essential. It's just a blessing. So because he's blessed by God, he gives the wood. Right? So now the grain, that's sustenance itself. Right? That is sustenance. That's, you know, for the purpose of survival. That's basic nutrition. So Ben Kalba Savua, who is rich because God makes him the conduit of providing sustenance, he's the one that gives the grains. Because grains is sustenance. So because he is meant to be the conduit for parnassa, for sustenance, so by no coincidence, he's the one who gives the grains. Right. So now, oil and wine, right? So now, that's already to show importance, right? Besides the fact that it's tasty, I'm going to talk about that in a upcoming session, you know, that, you know, wine and oil add taste, something very deep to that that we'll discuss in our next session, God willing. Right, but one thing is for sure, these things are indicative, right, of being important. Right, important people drink wine, whether they really inherently enjoy it or not, because as a function of their position, they drink wine and serve wine at their fancy occasions. All fancy occasions, you serve wine. You know, whether people enjoy it as much as soda or not is irrelevant. It's because of the importance of the occasion, right, that you provide wine. It's because of the importance of the occasion. So now maybe we're not in the habit of consuming oil like in the days of yore, but we know that oil also shows importance, right? For, you know, we know that oil is an essential part of the the menachos, right, the flower offerings that we offer in the Beis HaMikdash, right? But also, you know that kings and Kohanim Gedolim are anointed with oil. Right? These positions of supreme importance, right? The taking of these positions, which is the act of being anointed, is being elevated, these positions, done with oil. You know, why oil also, by no coincidence, because it's a dignified thing, as the Chazal say, as a function of the dignity of oil, right, it's an aristocratic type of liquid, that's why it doesn't mix with other liquids. It always rises to the top. It's an aristocrat that always rises immediately to the top in all liquids. You know, that's why Klai so compared to the olive, we like the olive oil, we don't mix with the other nations, and we're meant to be on top of all the nations. So, wine and oil represent aristocracy, importance, dignity, honor, and that's why, by no coincidence, Ben Tzitzis HaKasas, right, his richness is because God wants him to have honor, so by no coincidence, he's one that gives wine and oil, which is beverages, liquids, that represent honor, dignity, aristocracy. All right, this is the first level of the secret behind why these three people, each one gives this particular one of the three things. Right, it's perfectly parallel to the reason why they are rich. A further depth in these three forms of sustenance from these three rich people, we'll discuss in the next session, Bezras Hashem.